This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
All right, touchdown or turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union. If you need a debt consolidation loan, need to refinance your car, your camper, motorcycle, or boat, Alcoa 10 is here to help and will pay you up to $500. That is touchdown or turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union. 865-337-7615. Be dry, waterproofing hotline. Touchdown or turnover. Tennessee, Georgia will come down to the last possession of the football game. Tennessee-Georgia game will be decided on the last possession of the football game. Touchdown or turnover. And the reason why I'm asking this, it's because Tennessee looks bad right now. Georgia looks good. And that's the roles have been reversed in the past. And it still came down to one possession in a football game. I remember 2004, Georgia's rated high. David Pollack is rocking. We come in, he doesn't get any sacks. And it comes down to a last possession. I remember we had the ball. We had to get a first down to seal the deal. We picked up a couple of first downs, and then the game was over. That is an example of the game coming down to one possession or one last drive to seal the deal. Touchdown turnover, we see that on Saturday.
It's a turnover for me because just right now, I honestly would feel better if Butch didn't have kind of an unhinged press conference yesterday where he sort of showed where he is not very comfortable right now at all. Like it in no way instilled any kind of confidence that Butch is going to pull this thing together at the last minute and put up a good game against Georgia. And it's not like this Georgia team, I said it yesterday, they're not as good as they looked against Mississippi State. They're going to come on the road. They got a freshman running point, and you know, he's not going to blow this thing out of the water in Neyland Stadium. It would be incredible.
He has the potential to.
He could. I don't think he will. But I still think that, to me right now, this is a two score game from Georgia. They don't run away with it, but they win by 14, 17, something like that. That's just my feeling right now because Tennessee's heart is not in it right now. And like I said, that press conference yesterday gave me no confidence that it's going to be back by Saturday. So, I'm going to say turnover here.
I would agree. Turnover for me. I don't think this is as close as a game as the rivalry has suggested in recent years. Because, not so much because the Bulldogs are such a superior opponent, but because there's so many question marks with Tennessee, I don't know what to lean on to have confidence in to get me through that game. What can I lean on? What player, what is it, the offense, special teams, or the defense is really going to lead this team and pose a challenge to Georgia and Kirby Smart? On top of that, the icing on the cake, the way you beat Georgia between the hedges last year is really made a lasting mark on a lot of this Georgia team that is coming back. A lot of this, I think over 80% returns from last year to this year. So I think a lot of them remember the way they felt after that Georgia game, the Dobnail boot. So they're going to come up here licking their chops and ready to give Tennessee a dose.
I'm going to say turnover. I'll say turnover. I think this game will be closer than what people think. I think a lot of people feel like Tennessee is going to get themselves blown out. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think this team will play up to competition. Think about all the guys from Georgia on this squad. The Callaways, the Berries, those guys. And anytime you're playing against a home state, you'll be motivated. You'll be motivated. And as much lack of chemistry we had in 05, that Alabama game was 6-3. It was 6-3 game. And, you know, they won the game. But that game was close. And it featured a ton of NFL players on both sides. And so this is one of those rivalry games. I think it'll be close. But I say turnover. I think the game will be decided before the last possession of the game. 865-337-7615, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. So, on Mondays, Coach Jones addresses the media. He takes questions from the media. And yesterday he did that. When you barely beat an 0-4 UMass team and it comes down to a last possession to get that win, you're going to get tough questions when you coach at a place like Tennessee. Not a big surprise. Because it's obvious something is not right. When you have quarterbacks not communicating on the sideline, when you have star players who are hurt that's not around the team, and this report has been kind of floating around for weeks about Jennings not being around the team. And I'm a big Juwan Jennings fan. I am. I don't think they know how to manage Juwan at all. And that's been a knock on Coach Jones. It's only a certain type of player he can deal with. And some of them he can't. And Juwan is one that can be challenging for him, just like Preston Williams, just like some other guys. So I'm a big Juwan Jennings fan. He's a dog. And you got to be able to deal with him. You got to be able to coach him up. You got to be able to have a Juwan on your team without letting other things get out of control. That's part of managing personalities. That's why Coach Fulmer was so great. He had a lot of guys from different backgrounds and guys who got in trouble. But when it came down to the team, Coach Fulmer was able to manage personalities and manage behavior so it wouldn't be detrimental to the football team. But I'm a huge Juwan fan. But Juwan not being around the team means there's drama going on. He don't want to be around it. And Coach Jones is saying, okay, yeah, go ahead. He's allowing him not to be around the team. So what message does that send? So you got Austin Smith around the team. You got Darren Kirkland Jr. around the team. But you got Juwan who's not held accountable.
Makes you ask the question why.
Yes. And we go back to the same problems from last year. And I understand why people are applauding Coach Jones' little rant at the end. I don't think they caught on to what's going on and why was he doing it. But we'll dive into the press conference, his comments, some of the questions that was asked there, and then we'll move forward. We'll take your phone calls. We'll go to the text box, go to Facebook Live, view those comments and questions, and then try to move forward to the Georgia game. But definitely going to talk about the press conference yesterday. It was weird. It was very, very weird. Hit national news. National website, so it's definitely worth the conversation. It was just weird. We'll talk about it next.
Hour 2 of the Swain event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to supercharge that tailgate and the truck it's attached to with a refinanced auto loan from Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got Debt Supercharged promotion. They'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and get supercharged. Say it with me. Supercharged, supercharged, supercharged.
NTFCU is an equal housing lender.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice a difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King. Delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
It's tailgating time in Tennessee, which means you need to be calling Dead End Barbecue to make sure your tailgate is a five-star event. They have several different packages to choose from so you can truly get something to please everyone. Whether it's pulled pork, hamburgers and hot dogs, wings, and most everything in between, Dead End has you covered. They will also be set up in Volunteer Village before every home game, so you can swing by and get a pork sandwich, house barbecue chips, or their tailgate nachos. It's a win no matter what you choose. For more info on Dead End's tailgate packages, log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The search is over.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What? The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Just hike the ball, nut job.
Okay. Mondays. Head coach talks to the media. That happened yesterday. And it was very, very weird. Reason why it was weird is because of some of the answers. Now, Butch was asked about Juwan Jennings. He's the star of the football team. This has been reported for weeks now, so Tennessee's had plenty of time to address the issues, get Juwan on the sideline so it doesn't be asked in a public setting. Again, I repeat this again. This has been reported weeks ago that Juwan has not been with the team since Georgia Tech. So here we are, Indiana State, Florida, UMass. So 3 weeks. So we had 3 weeks to address this. All right. So 3 weeks for Tennessee to say, okay, Juwan, let's go ahead and get you on the sideline. Let's make this thing look like you're part of the team. 3 weeks. All right.
Let's paint this picture.
3 weeks. So you had 3 weeks to get that taken care of because it was reported. And Coach Jones was asked about Juwan Jennings yesterday. And you have the quotes right there.
Here, I believe this question was asked by Patrick Brown 247. That's where I'm getting these quotes, just to give credit there. Butch Jones, to the question, where's Juwan Jennings been on the sidelines? He says, quote, "You guys look for everything. I think you're running a reality TV show that feeds off drama. He's in the building every day. He's doing doing a great job with recovery. I think we all know Juwan. Juwan is an extremely competitive young man, and it absolutely bothers him being on the sideline because he feels he can't help the football team. That's his makeup. He's doing everything he needs to do. He's doing a good job in class. He's getting in. He's getting the recovery that he needs. That's his decision. I don't want him to be on the sideline and kind of make it worse in terms of it's bothering him right now that he feels he can't help the football team."
Slap in the face of Kirk Majette. Simply what it is. It's an excuse.
What is he saying?
Nothing. It's an excuse. It's a slap in the face of Kirk Majette. He's a part of the team. Whether you're hurt or you're not hurt, you're part of the team. And if you're part of the team, when the team has a game, you should be there. And
one word comes to mind after hearing that. Coddling. Because this player struggles with a competitive, aggressive competitive nature. He wants to be out there. He wants to help his team. Okay, so channel that. Channel that as his coach, his mentor, and help him help the team. Because he is a dog. Because he is a leader. Force him to be on the sidelines and force him to channel that into something that helps your football team.
You have young receivers. Juwan is a junior. Josh Smith is the only other receiver that is older than a sophomore. Juwan could help those guys.
Absolutely.
Juwan, after that Brandon Johnson drop, you're there patting him on the back. Hey, man, get the next one. It's all good. That would mean a lot to a guy like Brandon Johnson, knowing that a player of Juwan Jennings' caliber is patting me on the back, telling me it's okay. Under no circumstance should Juwan Jennings not be on the sideline.
This bugs me more than anything. If this is coming from Juwan and Juwan saying, I don't want to be on the sidelines.
Juwan ain't the coach.
Which just, I know. The coach. Listen.
I don't care about you not wanting to be on the sideline.
I know. And I'm bringing this back to the coach. Listen. If this actually is Juwan saying that or whatever, it's such a shame that he's not being forced to put back out there, because it's how you grow. If it's something he doesn't want to do, how do you grow as a person? By doing things you don't want to do, putting yourself outside of your comfort zone, being forced to be, you know, whatever, the leader he needs to be, being forced to be encouraging, being forced to be just a part of the team if he doesn't want to do that. Like, that's such a shame that the coaches aren't saying, you gotta be out there, because it's just detrimental to his development as a person, honestly. Like, you're just letting him be. If this is true,
I don't believe it.
I can't confirm it, but if you're actually letting him kind of be a petulant child like that, you're not doing him any favors at all.
I don't believe it. It paints, first of all, it paints Juwan in a really, really bad light.
It really does.
Because especially at the end of that.
It basically throws him on the bus a little bit.
A little bit.
That he doesn't want to be out there with his teammates. This is what happens when you don't tell the truth. Is you start throwing people under the bus, you start making up stories, and you sound worse than what you could have sounded like. So this makes Juwan look bad. And Juwan doesn't deserve that. He works his tail off. He gives us all. Juwan needs to be on the sideline. Period. He needs to be on the sideline, just like any other hurt player. Now, if you have...
I mean, there's examples from last year that we can touch on.
If you have an ACL, you have a knee injury, and you're on crutches, that's tricky because we don't want you on the sideline because then you can't protect yourself if someone falls off the sideline from the game of play.
Yeah, we still saw it last year with Shai Tuttle. He was riding around on that little scooter thing.
Yes, we saw that. There's circumstances where a coach does not want a player on the sideline that's hurt.
Absolutely.
That's fair. I've seen it before. Juwan has two healthy legs. He needs to be on the sideline. The reason why he's not on the sideline is because he don't want to deal with the drama. That's why he ain't around. It ain't because he don't want to be a good teammate. He don't want to deal with the drama. He doesn't want to deal with the drama. You got guys fighting each other. You got quarterbacks not talking to each other on the sideline. Juwan don't want to be deal with it. He don't want to deal with it, excuse me. That's why. And you don't blame Juwan for that. But the head coach got to be a head coach instead of being a buddy and say, you're part of the team. You got to be out here. Period. There's no other way to slice this. No other way to look at it. Austin Smith is out there. Everyone else is out there. Juwan got to be out there. And again, I'm a big Juwan Jennings fan. What I'm saying is not to throw Juwan under the bus. Coach Jones has to be a coach here. He has to be in charge. He allowed this team last year to take over. You can't let the inmates run the asylum. There's a fine line between player-led team and inmates run the asylum. Player-led teams have leadership that steps in place when the coach is not around. Leadership can be displayed at lunch. Leadership can be displayed 10 p.m. in the mornings, in the huddle, morning workouts, weight room. Leadership can be displayed in several different ways. Leadership also can be displayed in the classroom by having a group of guys, football players in one class, and your boys, your friends. You walk the class together. I remember so many times walking to Humanities two or three of my boys, and we were in the same class, and we're having a conversation, we're talking, and then walk into the classroom, and you want to keep having that conversation, but you can't. You got to respect your teacher. You got to respect the other students. So what does a leader do in that situation? A leader says, guys, we're in class. Let's sit up front. Let's not talk. Let's be respectful. That's a leader. Mm-hmm. By example. So there's so many different ways to display leadership here. And Coach Jones needs to do that. He needs to display some leadership here with this football team and make everyone follow the same rules.
Especially in year five. And some of his leadership ability should have rubbed off on some of the players that have been around for that long. But yet, at the bottom of the article that Charlie Burse has already brought up here from Patrick Brown, you hear from Brett Kendrick, a fifth-year player. I think it'd be huge, speaking of Juwan Jennings getting back on the sideline. I think we'll start seeing some of them back on the sidelines. I think that's something we need to take care of inside the team, I guess. Does that sound like a confident fifth-year senior, a starter, and a leader on this offense?
No, that sounds like, I guess our head coach ain't going to do it, so we got
to
do it.
We have to do it.
That's what it sounds like. So the head coach needs to be a head coach. Like, period. This is Dooley Day Rick. I'm not calling Juwan Jennings Day Rick. What I'm saying is you're doing a disservice to the player if you allow him to live by different rules Because once you get to the NFL, you have a habit of thinking that you're going to live by different rules. And at the next level, you don't. You don't live by different rules unless you are Antonio Brown. Unless you are Julio Jones. And you ain't going into the league starting off as those players right now. So get Juwan. Get him together. Do a service to him. Prepare him for the next level. You're not helping him by letting him do what he wants to do. You're not. That's not helping him one bit. One bit. Let's be a service to Juwan Jennings. And I said this. And didn't I say this a couple weeks ago when it happened? I said, it's everyone's responsibility to make sure Juwan is locked in with his class work, with, you know, things he's doing off the football field, his rehab, keep him engaged. Didn't I say that after Georgia Tech?
Yep.
I said, it's everyone's responsibility.
Spent a whole segment on it, I think.
And here we are 3 weeks later talking about why Juwan Jennings is not on the sideline and having a senior say, well, I guess we got to deal with it. You want to know what's going on? Well, man, why didn't play good against UMass? Or, man, what's going on here? This is what's going on. This right here. This is team chemistry. This is managing personalities. This is where Coach Jones lacks. The catchphrases, coming up with different things, doing the jerseys, those are things that Coach Jones, he's good at that stuff. He's good at selling you an idea, getting you to come to Tennessee, recruit, stuff like that. He is very poor in this area of managing personalities and managing a team. This is the second time that we've seen this in 2 years. Can you fix it? Maybe we'll come to Jesus meeting with the seniors. Something that stood out to me yesterday is Coach Jones says he's going to meet with the freshmen. Huh? Meet with the freshmen? I'm sorry, they just got here.
And most of them aren't doing anything for you currently.
Well, meet with the freshmen?
I was waiting for you to touch on that.
The freshmen are not going to lead this football team. Your seniors lead this football team. Your juniors lead the football team. Those are the guys who are supposed to be bought in to what you're telling them. What about your senior council? What about your leadership group? Do you have a CEO of a company say, yeah, something's wrong here. Let me go meet with the janitor. Let me go meet with the account executives. What? No. If you got a problem going on inside of an organization, the CEO meets with the president. Senior management. Does the CEO doesn't meet with an account exec? We got to meet with the management first, the leadership of the company. Then we trickle down and make sure everything is taken care of at the grassroots level. The freshmen? What are the freshmen going to do against Georgia? This is about Josh Smith. This is about Jayshon Robinson. This is about Brent Kendrick. This is about John Kelly. Colton Jumper. Kendall Vickers, Manuel Mosley, Micah Abernathy. This is an old head situation. This is not a freshman situation. What are the freshmen going to do? When I was a freshman and there was issues going on, Coach Foreman never went to me and said, hey, Jason, man, this is what's going on, man. We got to address these issues. No. You went to Casey Clawson. You went to Constantine Richmond. You went to Scott Wells. You went to Kevin Burnett, Tony Brown. You went to the leadership, the upperclassmen leadership.
Good to hear Constantine's name. The Germinator.
Talking to the freshman. What the hell Theo Jackson going to do? No offense.
I mean, they do need a backup safety, but not going to do anything for the leadership of your team.
You got issues with passion, intensity, and you gonna go clear with Theo Jackson? Freshmen? They've only been on campus a few months? How about you start with John Kelly? I don't know. How about you start with John Kelly?
Novel idea.
You know why? He's a leader of this football team. And once the leader buys in and the leader says, guys, let's go. It's time for some passion. It's time to get going. Follow me. Let's do this. Now everyone else will follow him. That's the way it's done. You start with the top. You start with the leaders. You start with the most talented. The freshmen. I can see Theo Jackson going in there. Hey, I'm Theo. I'm a freshman. Y'all better listen to me. No one's listening to Theo Jackson. Again, no offense to Theo. I'm just using him as an example because he's a freshman. It starts with John Kelly. Starts with Jayshon. Starts with Brent Kendrick. Starts with those leaders, those captains, those guys who've done it over and over and over. Starts with those guys first. Swain Event.
Hour two of the Swain Event is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. Visit PremierSurgical.com to find out about all the procedures and services they offer to help you live a better life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby Vols. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and West Town Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, activity, subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer, dealer incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred CD. For details.
Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, it's time to get your levels checked. During the month of September, my friends at the Low T Center are offering a testosterone and prostate level test for only $50 in honor of Prostate Health Month. If you don't know your numbers yet, you should definitely take advantage of this offer.
At the Low T Center, it's quick, easy, and you'll get your results in about 20 minutes. You owe it to yourself. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
The Swain Event.
Oh, you got that. You got that one man who don't understand. They're looking at the picture like this. Their face is too close to the picture to see what's going on. All they know is Tennessee is 3-1. This is them. Tennessee's 3-1. Tennessee 3-1. You step back and look at the big picture. You know why this team is not playing like they should be playing. But if you talk about it, then you're being negative. How about if it doesn't happen, we don't have to talk about it? Like, how about that? Tennessee goes out there and beat UMass the way it should be beating them, then we're not talking about this right now. If Juwan Jennings is on the sideline, if the quarterbacks are communicating on the sideline, if you're getting honesty at press conferences, if you're getting these things, then we don't talk about it. We only talk about things that are happening. But it's my fault. It's our fault. Antone being treated like crap, but it's our fault that we talk about it. Got it.
It is your fault. Butch Jones said so.
Got it.
All right, can we...
I don't think anyone should ever apologize for trying to be as real and as genuine as possible.
I just...
Especially if they report news for a living.
And I'm sorry because I'm getting worked up, but I think about these players.
Just being real.
No, I'm just thinking about... I think about these players. I get worked up when I think about the players. Because what I said yesterday, they only get 4 years of eligibility. Some guys will be lucky to get 5. Some guys will be extremely lucky to get 6. And so... when we're playing around with these guys' careers, their short careers, then it bothers me. It does. No one is speaking for them. Brent Kendrick tried to let you know. Yeah, I guess we got to do it. Yeah, it'd be good to have Juwan on the sideline. I guess we got to do it. He's trying to tell you right there. He's trying to tell you. This is what we want to see, but... it's out of our control because the head coach is letting Juwan do what he wants to do. He's trying to tell you. So you want us to just ignore it? You don't want to talk about it?
I mean,
that's on you, man.
I hate it. I hate it because a bad college football coach can derail some of these guys' lives. Like, you could be heading in the right direction and be like NFL bound if you're developed correctly. Got a bad football coach, you fly off the rails. I mean, it's... obviously, a decent chunk of that does involve the players' discretion and the decisions that they make. But these coaches handle these kids' lives at a time that is incredibly pivotal for the rest of their life. And you can't just downplay that.
Yeah.
Like, I would say just think about what might happen if Derek Dooley was your coach and you had played during that time. You know what? I don't know. I guess that would have been fine. Tyler Bray was a great quarterback. But, you know, just what would have been different? Like, man, that your life probably would have gone differently. No, in some sense.
Don't even make me think about that.
But at least tell me.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm in the right place, though.
I'm fortunate, man, that I got a chance to play for a Hall of Fame coach. I got a chance to play for Coach Cutt. I had a chance to play for Coach Chavis.
In my opinion,
Coach Chavis.
Two Hall of Fame coaches.
I got a chance to play for a Dan Brooks. I wasn't... you know, I play receiver. I look like a defensive lineman, I guess, now, but I didn't play for Dan Brooks, but I play for all those coaches because all those coaches coached me in some way, form, or fashion. I feel lucky that I got a chance to play for those coaches and play with the teammates that I had. I'm lucky that I got a chance to play in a stable environment. Like I'm lucky. And you don't have to create a narrative. I'm going to tell you the narrative. I'll tell you. I'm here to protect the players today during this segment and then last segment. So you don't have to create a narrative and say, Swain's being negative to the team and Swain is... No. Those players deserve better. Guys like Brent Kendrick, guys like John Kelly, guys like Colton Jumper, who's doing everything that's asked of them, but because of the Juwan Jennings situation, because of you got, you know, quarterbacks not talking on the sideline, that impacts the team. That impacts John Kelly's junior year. That impacts Jayshon Robinson's last year. That impacts those guys' career. That's a life memory. My senior year could have been better if the drama wasn't around. And the drama was around because we allowed this to happen, and it caused dissension. This is why I said this yesterday. A coach could say, okay, well, I messed that up. I'll try again. I'll go somewhere else, and I can make a big fat paycheck. I can coach for the next 20, 25 years. These coaches can do that. These players got one opportunity. They're only a junior once. They're only a senior once. And that's why I'm stumping for them the way I am. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Too bad. I'm taking it for the players.
You've laid out all the reasons. The coaches make all the money. They get that compensation. These players, they're getting free education, but unpaid otherwise. And they can't defend themselves publicly like Butch Jones can. They don't have all the resources that these coaches have. They deserve to have a voice out there that will stand up for them. And it really is disgusting for me when they don't, and they're getting thrown on the bus. And when, you know, things like this are happening, I mean, frankly, you need somebody to do that. Because these coaches are fine. They're going to be fine. Butch is making millions of dollars. I don't feel bad for Butch Jones ever. I never will. Why would I? Makes $11,000 a day. Get out of here with me feeling bad for Butch Jones.
In certain cases, like, certain cases, I think it's case by case basis. I'm not going to say
just I'm not don't personally attack his family or anything that. But in the football context,
that's
in the context of football.
That's why you got to say that.
I would never. There's no reason to feel bad for him. That's crazy. But these players, they need that help, man. It bugs me
now. We're going to play the last part of Coach Jones' press conference. Not right now, because we got to go to break. We'll take a phone call and then do that on the other side. And when I heard that, let's take the phone call first and then take a break. But when I heard Butch go on a rant about, you know, being a father and protecting the kids and stuff like that, like, that's cool. That's awesome. And I get that. But it was convenient. And I want to know why Ethan Wolf didn't get that protection when a member of the media put in an article about how he was
excellent
soft.
Excellent point.
That's what I want to know. Everyone want to congratulate Coach Jones for protecting the players? Awesome.
Where's the consistency?
I'll give Butch credit for that, but it was very convenient because he didn't really want to answer the question about what's going on inside his program, about a confrontation between two players. Everyone knows it. He didn't want to answer it. So then he goes on this rant because it's convenient and gets your attention away from it. But where was that rant? Where was that rant when a member of the media attacked Ethan Wolf? Called him soft. Where was Larry Scott rant? Where was Butch Jones' rant? Where was it? Where was that Mike Gundy rant that we saw yesterday? Where was that rant when it came time to defend Ethan Wolf? That's what I want to know.
Great point.
Convenient rant. convenient protecting players. It was great. It was good. But I wanted to see that for Ethan Wolf. I want to see that for Josh Dobbs last year. See, that was convenient yesterday. Using recruiting as a shield and a crutch, that was convenient. Guys, it ain't the media's job to help Tennessee recruit. Like, come on. Tennessee's media will cover what's going on.
I'll recruit for you if you pay me.
Listen.
Butch Jones ain't paying me.
Listen, the media
reports news.
Reports news, and the media knew about the confrontation. The media knew for months about Quentin Dorman's personal relationship with Coach Jones. The media knows about Antone. The media, they know this stuff. They know this stuff. They know a lot of things that's going on inside the program, and they don't report it. Only reason why Coach was asked about the confrontation is because the stuff is floating on social media like crazy. And if it's floating and it's floating and it's floating, and Tennessee is not going to address it, and
let alone the media members not asking, we're not doing the job.
Nipping it in the bud, then it's going to be asked. Yeah. So you can't get mad at the media member for asking the question. It's a tough question. I thought it was fair. But, like, I'm cool with Butch defending a player in that situation. I'm not downing Butch for doing that.
But where's the consistency?
I'm glad he did that. All I want to know is, when a media member did it to Ethan Wolf, not one coach stood up for Ethan Wolf.
It feels like the only time he's going to make a point like this is when the report will make him look bad also. It is what it feels like.
Yeah. Blame me, because I'm taking up for the player.
Yep.
I'm taking up for the players. Get mad at me if you want to. That's fine. I don't care. Players don't have a voice. Players getting thrown under the bus. Where was the same rant for Ethan Wolf? Let's get to the phone. Let's get to Jay. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, man. That was a weird press conference.
That was very
yesterday.
Weird. That was very weird.
And it just already confirmed what I think. I mean, I'm done with Butch. I could not be more done with Butch. Even if he beats Georgia, Swain, I'm almost going to have the feeling of, well, dang, now it's just going to prolong the inevitable, because I think it is inevitable. But, you know, Swain, I was thinking about something. When you think about our last two coaches, Derek Dooley and Butch Jones, and then you think about the other, what I would call kind of big boy programs in the SEC, Alabama, Florida, Auburn, Georgia, LSU, and I'll even throw Texas A&M in there, even though they haven't really done a whole lot, but I throw A&M in there as well. How many of those schools would even have interviewed Derek Dooley or Butch Jones when they were at Louisiana Tech or Cincinnati? I'd say none. I don't think they'd even get an interview at those schools, but yet we hire these people and give them nice big contracts. That pretty much sums up where we're at right now.
Tennessee was in a bad spot there when Butch Jones took the job, and I'm not –
With Dooley, I agree, but Butch Jones, I mean, Kevin Sumlin came from Houston. They're in the same league as Cincinnati.
Florida would have interviewed Butch Jones and said, yeah, Butch, come on down.
No, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you're right. Yeah. Let me try to answer your comment there. We interviewed Kevin Sumlin before we hired Derek Dooley. We didn't want him when he was at Houston.
He didn't have as high a profile at that point, but. Dude, he was getting there. Wasn't that only 1 year into his time at Houston, I think?
We interviewed Kevin Sumlin. We interviewed the coach at TCU.
Gary Patterson.
We interviewed Gary Patterson. We didn't want Gary Patterson because it reminded people too much of Coach Former. We interviewed Kyle Whittingham.
From what, like a visual standpoint?
No, just mannerism, stuff like that.
I got you.
We interviewed Kyle Whittingham. We didn't want Kyle Whittingham. At the time when Butch Jones got the job, you got to think about how many no's we got. So you got a no from
Charlie Strong,
who said yes, who was done deal, and then changed his mind at the last second. You got a no from Mike Gundy, and these are public no's. You got two public no's. What was the other public no? There was another one. There were some private coaches that were in the mix, and we had Chris Lowe on last week, and he talked about that. Butch Davis thought he was going to get the job. So you got some no's. A lot of things fell through, and Butch was probably the fifth or sixth choice there. And he was on his way to Colorado. Remember the whole story about how he was seen in Colorado interviewing, and he had to hide behind a tray or some type of thing so he wouldn't be photographed interviewing in Colorado. Because what if you stay in Cincinnati? It's a bad look. You're stuck. And so he was going to go to Colorado, and Tennessee was in panic mode because no one wanted the job at the time. And if you're Butch Jones, Colorado, Tennessee, easy. I mean, it's easy choice. So that's how we got Butch Jones. So I'm not I understand what Dave Hart was going through because the job wasn't attractive. But I'm not like giving Butch Jones credit for taking the job. Like, dude is better than Cincinnati. Like, it'd be one thing if he was at Florida and he took the Tennessee job, or he was at Texas or USC and he took the Tennessee job. He was at Cincinnati.
You can't blame a person for taking a job that they didn't deserve. It was offered to him.
No, I'm saying you don't blame him for taking a job that's better than the one that he had.
Like, basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I don't blame Butch. I would have done the same thing. And so that's my
I'm not blaming Butch, guys. I mean, I obviously he did the right thing. What I'm saying is the administration and whoever else could not land a better coach than Derek Dooley and Butch Jones, and we're hiring people that our rivals would not even interview.
You're right.
I mean, that is true.
No, you're right.
And regardless of the situation, that's what we have done.
You're
right. And that's where we were at, where we're at.
You're right, Jay. You're not wrong. You're 100% right. Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. You're right. You're right. Alabama, Georgia, Florida, they wouldn't hire probably Coach Jones or Derek Dooley. Georgia was watching Kirby Smart for a long time. He's an alum. Florida, maybe. I mean, even McElwain, but I would probably say no. So I can't disagree with you there, Jay. But I'm usually in control, man. I'm usually in control, like, of my emotions and my feelings and stuff like that. But when it comes to them players, man, I apologize because that bothers me.
You've been there.
That bothers me. Because I know what they do every single day. I know they lay it on the line every single day. I know their schedule. They're stuck. They can't say anything. Because if they say anything, then they'll get vilified. So if they say anything about how they're unhappy or whatever, then they'll be vilified. And then they'll be labeled as a selfish football player or something like that. And if you have any goals of going to the NFL, good luck, because now you got to worry about getting slammed to the scouts. Bad attitude, not a team player. So you are under the mercy of your school. If you're unhappy, you better shut up and just transfer. Because if you say anything, it can bite you in the butt. So who's going to defend them? Anybody? Anybody going to defend them? No. That's why I am. Those seniors, they deserve to have a great working environment, a positive culture, so they can go win games and feel good and play hard. It ain't the media. That's the thing. Everyone's blaming the media for the negativity. The negativity is inside. And the media's sitting here watching it. And then they ask questions when things are not addressed and not answered. But the negativity is inside. That's what the negativity is. I just think it's hilarious that the media and the fans get blamed for the negativity. The fans are getting blamed for the negativity because they see what's going on the football field. Be right back. Swain Event.